Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. From ABC, this is the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hello, hello. Time for our Friday bonus. It's often been said that you cannot control other people. You can only control yourself, which happens to be true. Still, too often, many of us feel ourselves let down by other people, whether it be a friend, family member, coworker, and then we end up spiraling. Today's meditation is from Diana Winston, and it's about how to handle those moments and stop the spiral. Diana is a mindfulness teacher at UCLA. She's also the author of a book called The Little Book of Being, and she contributes regularly to the 10% Happier app. So here we go now with Diana.
Hi, this is Diana, and this is a meditation to try when someone has let you down. To begin with, you're not the only one. Everyone is let down at one time or another by someone, often someone they love the most. Unfortunately, as much as we wish it were different, we can't control other people. What we can control, however, is ourselves. We can work with our minds to come to a place of a little bit more ease and acceptance. Let's give it a try. We can get into a comfortable position. If you're at ease closing your eyes, close them or keep them open, but looking downwards, not all around the room. Let's begin by taking a few deep breaths to help you settle your body and mind. You chose this meditation because someone has let you down, so let's bring that person to mind. What happens when you see, sense, imagine, or feel that person's presence? Let whatever is here be here. Now let's try a little equanimity practice. This is where we deliberately try to evoke feelings of balance and even-mindedness, even in the face of challenging situations. You can say these words in your mind and notice what happens. Things are as they are. May I be with things as they are. You are as you are. May I be with you as you are. May I hold you in this situation with even-mindedness and balance. You can keep repeating whatever phrases resonate with you or using my words, and also stay connected to whatever feeling of equanimity comes, of balance, of solidity, of even-mindedness. Notice what you're feeling inside. If the equanimity is present, let it grow. Let it really be there. If it's not, and that's okay, Can you be present with whatever is here and offer yourself a little kindness in the process? As we come to the end of the meditation, remember that while we can't control other people, we can work with our own thoughts and feelings to find more balance and compassion for ourselves and others. You can remember phrases of equanimity anytime someone lets you down, even trying them on the spot, in the moment. Whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes if they've been closed and end the meditation. See you next time.
Thank you, Diana. Appreciate that. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And we'll see you right back here on Monday for a fresh episode. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
I'm Shimon Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now, I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, the competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully, no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.